Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another taping of Insurance with Bambi here on the Bambi Nicole Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, I think that we are going to have a very, very good time, especially girls. We're going to sit down. We're going to have a cool girl talk. We're going to have a very special guest here named Jody Lynn. And Jody Lynn is owner of the Boudoir London and UK, and it is an awesome dressing service. I'm going to allow her, of course, to introduce her service here. So please, everybody, welcome Miss Jody Lynn.
Hello there.
Hello. We are certainly glad to have you here on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm happy to be doing it.
We are more than happy to have you here. I absolutely love your accent, by the way. It's just like, it just makes you fall in and just makes you want to interview you. It's just like, it's just so beautiful and perfect and everything else. And so, you know, the one thing that I have to say in this, I have a whole lot of respect for you because you do a lot of wonderful things for the transgender community, for one.
Thank you.
And for two, you offer a wonderful dressing service, and I'm telling everybody that's watching, you know, if they want to feel and look like a superstar, please contact you.
Absolutely.
So tell everybody, please tell everybody a little bit of your background and how you launched your services, the Boudoir here in London and LA.
Okay, so going way back, it kind of started when I was 9 years old, and I was on Regent Street with my mum shopping, and I saw, looking back, she must have been the hugest drag queen, but at the time, to me, she looked like this amazing Barbie doll, and I saw her wafting out of Liberty's department store, a vision in lilac with big blonde hair and eyelashes, and I just thought she was amazing, and I was staring at her, and my mum said to me, you mustn't stare at people because they're different. And I said to my mom, well, why is she different? And she said, because she's a man. And it just, for some reason, as a nine-year-old little girl, it made me want to know her even more. And
absolutely,
the fascination began at 9 years old, and it carried on right the way through. So by the time I went to university, when I was 18 years old, I went to a university in Cambridge. I was suddenly being exposed to all these fabulous and flamboyant people that were creative and, you know, guys that were wearing eyeliner and lipstick, but weren't quite transgender. And
sure,
I started to feel very, very comfortable in their presence. And I was taken to my first gay club when I was 18, and I was so nervous about going to this gay club because I didn't understand really what it all entailed. But I actually threw up outside. And when I walked in, when I finally got through the door, it was the most amazing place I'd ever been. It was just glamorous and fun and beautiful boys and, you know, gorgeous guys and voguing on catwalks. And there were a handful of drag queens that were there and a handful of tea girls. And
sure,
at that time, the only drag queens that I'd had exposure to were very theatrical. And I know you guys don't really have the concept of pantomime here, but in England, we have
absolutely
a thing called pantomime. And we have, like, these pantomime dames that, you know, are just comedy versions of drag queens. And that was all we really had. And when I started to see these performers that actually looked like Britney Spears or looked like Cher or Madonna, it absolutely blew my brain. And I just remember thinking, that must be such a power trip to be able to turn a man into a woman using hair and makeup.
Absolutely.
On the flip side, there were these transvestites. Now, bear in mind, this was like the mid-90s. There were these transvestites there. There was like maybe five or six every time the club was on, which was once a month. And they would be standing around on their own, not talking to anybody, looking completely isolated, wearing shoes that they couldn't walk in because the heels were too high, skirts where the zips didn't do up at the back, wigs that were virtually on back to front, terrible makeup, beard shadow. And I used to go and chat to them, and the story was always the same. It was that they just didn't have the advice or the confidence. So they couldn't
absolutely
walk into a store and pick out the right size clothes or ask an assistant what would work for them or what would fit them, because they were just too nervous, too scared, too ashamed. So they were buying things
sure.
from these really trashy mail order companies, guessing the sizes, and nothing was really working. So it gave me the idea to put together something where not only could I help these girls with hair and makeup to help them look better, but I could maybe take them shopping, bridge the gap between them and the sales assistant, because if you've got somebody talking for you, it's just a bit easier. But also, at that time, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter or Instagram. The internet had just literally launched, and it was available in public places, but certainly not in everyone's homes. So there was no social networking. So I had the idea of creating an environment where people could actually meet like-minded people and actually
sure.
have friends, so that they weren't so isolated in this thing that they didn't understand themselves anyway. So that's what gave me the idea.
Absolutely.
And a few years
Absolutely.
Later, I graduated. I went to work in marketing. Absolutely hated it. Just felt like I really wasn't changing anyone's life. I felt like if I died at my desk, no one would notice for about 2 weeks. It was that boring. And then I decided to put my idea that I'd had all those years ago into action. So I went and did some research. I bought a book in London called The Tranny Guide, which was published by a tea girl that ran a nightclub in London called The Way Out Club. And she also ran a publishing company and a mail order company. She was like the Bill Gates of the transgender world. Everything she touched
wow.
was gold. So I bought this book. And when I bought that book, I realized that there was a whole world that opened up in front of me, you know, from... It was like a directory as well as a book with reports about different things. So there were corseteers, there were wig makers, there were restaurants that were transgender friendly. There was this whole society that kind of existed that I had no idea of. And I just knew that I wanted to be a part of that. So I contacted Vicky Lee, and she said to me, at the time I was 23 years old, and she said to me, there's nobody like you in this industry, and I really think
Absolutely.
You should start a dressing service. And I said, what's a dressing service? And she said, it's everything you've just described that you want to do. So then I had a name for it, so I knew what I was doing, instead of just floating around thinking, well, I want to work with these people, I want to help them, but I don't really know what it's called or how to go about it. So all of a sudden, I had a plan, and I got a very small premises in London, and it was all cream and gold and leopard print, all very glamorous, because that's what I thought tea girls wanted. I mean, bear in mind,
absolutely.
I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. It just felt right. I opened my salon with about 5 wigs, about 6 pairs of shoes, 1 rail of clothes, put an advert in a few different places, and just waited to see what came through the door. Or who came through the door. And my first client was a science teacher who was about to get married, so he was going to dress for one last time and then give it up for good. So I was like, great. So my first client is doing it today, and then he's never going to do it again. So, but at least it was my first client. And after weeks and weeks and weeks of me saying to people that I categorically did not need or want a website, because I was absolutely sure that this whole web business was a flash in the pan and it was never going to take off,
sure.
I gave in and had 5 pages created by somebody that I knew. That went live on the web, and my phone literally rang off the hook. Business quadrupled
absolutely.
Overnight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Social media is imperative.
Yeah, and 6 months later, I took 17 British tea girls to New York on a shopping trip for 5 days.
Wow.
And I remember watching them
Fun
coming down
time.
The escalator at Bloomingdale's, and I just remember thinking, like, the whole escalator was all my girls coming down, one after another after
that
another. And I just thought...
Woman on a mission.
Yeah, I just thought, maybe this might work then. And it
certainly,
did. And that was 16 years ago.
What do you think that it is about? My question to you, what is it about working with trans women like myself or with our community? What do you think that it is that truly fulfills you in this industry?
There's so many things. When you get that email from a client after they've left, and they tell you that the 2 hours or 3 hours they've just spent with you has literally been life-changing, it makes you realize the importance of what you've just done. You know,
absolutely.
I always say that no makeover is ever just a makeover in our industry. You know, you have people that have been trying to pluck up the courage to do this all their lives, and then finally something snaps in them and they come to you and they walk through your door. You know, it's very fulfilling because they've come to you. You know, nobody else in the world knows about this secret that they have. And for them to come and trust you with it and to trust you to be the person that's either going to, because a lot of girls, when they first arrive, that first session is going to make or break whether they are ever going to do it again. I've got a girl in London that comes to me recently that hadn't dressed for like 10 years. And she said, I don't dress anymore because I feel like I'm too old and I don't want to look like an old, you know, transvestite. I don't want to be laughable. So today, if I don't look and feel right in this session today, I'm never going to do it again. Or if I feel that I look good, then this is probably going to be the start of something. So for
absolutely.
Me, it's like, oh, well, no pressure then. So
absolutely.
And that person now books in with me once a month for a whole day because he absolutely loves
wow.
it. But it's that's fulfilling when, you know, you become part of somebody's life. I mean, I'm always going to be a secret. Not many of my clients can tell other people about their relationship with me and what
absolutely.
They do when they come to my salon. But it's the trust. You know, it's the trust that people put in you and the emotion. That's what's the most fulfilling thing, is that you're helping somebody do something
you're
that
helping.
No one else in the world can really help them with.
Absolutely.
So it's a massive honor.
Life-changing. You know, but one question that I definitely, of course, that I have for you, because, you know, you give off this beautiful, classy, refined boudoir style. Trust me if I'm saying that wrong. Boudoir style to you. But tell me, what do you find are the three biggest mistakes that trans women make as they try to learn their wardrobe and their makeup?
Okay, the three biggest mistakes?
Yes.
Wearing heels that are too high, because they have this preset image of what is feminine and the kind of woman that they
mm-hmm.
want to be. I was actually having
absolutely.
This conversation with someone just a moment ago. A lot of girls become the woman of their dreams. They become the woman that they want to be with. And
absolutely.
Bear in mind also that a lot of girls have, it's like a garden hose with a knot in it and the tap's been turned on. You know, they've always had this desire to do it, but they've had no outlet. By the time they get to me, they're ready to burst. So they want the longest hair, the biggest boobs, and the highest heels.
Absolutely.
Which is never going to work, because if they're not used to walking in them, I mean, it's hard enough as a woman who, you know, when you've been wearing
absolutely.
Your mom's heels as a little girl and you've
absolutely.
Grown up with heels, and hard enough. But so yeah, I would say definitely. Wearing heels that are too high, that they've not taken into consideration that they've got to negotiate pavements and getting in and out of cars and things like that, and standing up in them all night.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, they're not very shoe savvy, my girls. And the second one would be corseting too tightly, because when you take your waist in too small, it makes your shoulders look too big. So you take yourself out of proportion of what a real woman would have, because obviously real women
absolutely.
Have smaller shoulder frames. So I see loads and loads of girls thinking, oh, my God, I've got to have the smallest waist possible. But then it makes their shoulders look colossal. So that is the second
interesting.
One. Interesting. Yeah, absolutely. And the third one, it was wardrobe mistakes, wasn't it?
Wardrobe and makeup, with makeup that you see.
Yeah. Well, the third one is, you know, some of my girls, sometimes I give them too much confidence, I think, because then they start to do things like they go away and they think, oh, you know, like Jodie said, I'm really pretty and I could get away with just a little bit of lipstick and a little bit of mascara and, you know, brush my hair and walk out the door and I'm going to look like a girl. There's actually
yes.
18 structural differences between a male and a female face. That's
absolutely.
A lot to provide with makeup. So it does take a little bit more than just a little smudge of lip gloss and some mascara. So sometimes
absolutely.
My girls don't do enough. You know, they
absolutely.
Don't take into consideration the changes that you have to try and enhance.
That's right. I have to completely, you know, and to reiterate with everything that you said right there, because I know that in the beginning of my transition, you know, pre-hormone days, you know, like you said, there are probably many more. I mean, 18 alone structural changes, but I know that, you know, now that is completely possible, where I can smudge on a little bit of mascara and a little bit of lip gloss and walk out the door. But you know, but between us, you know, that was not possible before I structurally changed and before my hair removal. I mean, you know, before that, like you said, you have to put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
So with you, now tell me a little bit about the boudoir style, that what that means to you, because that is what you definitely specialize in.
Okay, so the boudoir style, yes. I mean, especially since I've come to LA, a lot of people have been saying to me, oh, your style, your girls always look so classy and so polished and well manicured.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think that starts, it starts with my mother, without getting too deep.
Absolutely.
My mother is immaculate. She's well coordinated. Everything she has matches. She's always brought me up to be very well groomed. So I guess
Absolutely.
I pass my idea of femininity onto my girls.
Absolutely.
Now, my other emphasis is that these girls are starting at a disadvantage. So they are men. They do want to look like women. They have to work and try really hard. So we do pull out all the stops. Also, maybe it's a cultural thing, because my style, I guess, is quite British compared to
Absolutely.
The American style. And the difference that I found with coming here is that the girls have, they like their blonde hair, they like their curly wigs, they like it just to be a bit bigger, a bit more glam. I find here the style is borderline drag, as opposed
yes.
to the style back home is more about realism. So
Absolutely.
I do have to go slightly bigger and bolder here. So, you
wow.
know, it's a difference between, I guess, like, Kate Middleton. Everybody wants to look like Kate Middleton, you know, in London. Whereas here,
Absolutely.
The icons and the inspirations are probably going to be something a bit more glitzy, a bit more show busy.
Absolutely, because they do idolize the singers and the actresses.
Yeah, so at the moment I'm trying to find that compromise between big Hollywood style and still keeping it, you know, classy. And
classy.
Yeah, and that's not saying Hollywood isn't classy. Of course it is, but I'm still perfecting the sort of the gap between the British style and the American style at the moment. But to me,
Absolutely.
It's really important that the girls are classy, because they get a hard enough time as it is. You know, the rest of the world is
right.
judging them. When I walk into a
Absolutely.
Restaurant with 10 girls, you know, people are going to look, people are going to stare. But if people look and stare and they say, wow, okay, so they're a bunch of cross-dressers, but you know what? They're carrying really nice handbags, and they're wearing really nice shoes, and they've got really nice outfits on. Then that just raises the level of acceptance and the perception of the rest of the world on our community. So that's why I encourage it, because I say to the girls, you're going to get a hard enough time as it is. Let's make them wrong. Let's prove them wrong. Okay, let's go to mainstream restaurants.
Now stating that, I have a really, what is the craziest request that you have ever received from a client?
Well, it was probably in the first week of me actually starting my business, and I'm amazed it didn't put me off. My first phone call was from an adult baby who was a policeman and was calling me in between his shifts at work, and sometimes calling me when he was on duty. And he wanted me to make him look like a little girl, which I didn't want to do. My thing was turning men into women, not turning men into children,
Absolutely.
You know, into little girls. And the second phone call I got was somebody who wanted to be a pony girl. They wanted me to help them find a complete leather pony girl outfit where they would have hooves and a mane and a tail and, you know, the long nose. And I was thinking, all I want to do is make people look beautiful.
Right.
I don't want to turn men into babies or animals. I just want to turn men into women. Like, why do these people not understand this?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, and I've had people come in, like, number one, real fur is banned from anywhere that I work. I'm an animal person. I absolutely love animals. And I have people that come in and they say, oh, I've got 50 fur coats. Can I bring them with me? The answer is no. Number two, I had somebody ask me if I would take photos of them crushing worms while they were wearing stilettos. And the answer is also no.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sometimes I have to remind people that I'm a makeup artist.
Yes, you are there to provide a service to make somebody feel stylish, to make somebody feel glamorous, to make somebody feel beautiful. Certainly not to take photos of them in stilettos crushing worms. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know,
I tend to veer away from the fetishy side of things. I tend to go more towards realism, real life experiences, taking people to real life places. You know, my interest although I understand that there's a big crossover with the fetish world, my emphasis has never been on that side of the line. I've always kept it on the other side.
Absolutely. Being that stated, who are some of your social and fashion icons that absolutely inspire you, like if you're going into for your business?
Okay, Victoria Beckham has got to be number one. She's a very stylish woman, and she's somebody who was not taken very seriously in the British press at all. I don't know what her profile was here, but in England she was really not taken very seriously because she was, a Spice Girl who kept trying to launch a pop career and just couldn't, you know, and in the end she had to admit that she couldn't sing and that she was also very, very good at fashion and designing. And nobody took that seriously at all. And now she's absolutely proving everybody wrong. And, you know, there's A-listers wearing her creations on the red carpets to the Oscars. So I absolutely take my hat off to Victoria Beckham. I think she's incredible. I think she's an incredible businesswoman. She's an amazing style icon. She's a mom. You know, she's doing it all. So she would probably be my number one style icon. And I'm probably going to be really predictable and say Kate Middleton as well, purely because there's not a person in England that doesn't love her.
Absolutely.
All our hopes and dreams are resting on her, Harry and William, you know. See the kind of things that she wears and the fact that, you know, that woman is just so polished, it's unbelievable. You know, and she has
Absolutely.
A lot of help, I'm sure. But she also, what I like about Kate Middleton is that she's not afraid to wear high street brands. So she will wear a dress from a high street shop to a really high profile engagement. And that shop will then sell out of that dress. You know, they'll sell out to the point where they can't actually make any more. So I do like the fact that she endorses the smaller labels too. So
absolutely, very, very feminine. Yes, you absolutely love the very, very feminine icons and the ones that go out and they're a lady everywhere that they're at and they're polished everywhere that they're at. And that's exactly what you strive to do, is that you strive to polish everybody that comes in and really make them classy and really, I mean, really, you turn these girls into classy, refined superstars, boudoir superstars. That's exactly what you're all about.
Like they've had a bad rap for long enough. You know, it's
Absolutely.
Time to turn this around and show people that, you know, the majority of my clients, they are business people or they work really hard. You know, so we do go to nice restaurants where other people go.
Absolutely.
We have boxes at the theatre, you know, because why shouldn't we? Why should we just be confined to seedy little clubs, you know, almost colonised? Why should we do that? You know, let's get out in the public, show people that, you know, that you do it in a nice way and that you're to be respected for it. So that's also my emphasis. So you do have to try harder with the clothes and the makeup.
There you go. There you go. It's all about how you present yourself. It really, truly, the bottom line with it is you just nailed it on. Like, I don't think that I could have nailed that any better. You said it doesn't matter where you go. It's all about your presentation. So you've got to work hard at this. It's not like you wake up and you're just automatic. This is even women, even us, you know, we wake up and we're beautiful, but we're not necessarily polished and we're not, you know, that takes hard work for even us. So of course it's going to take hard work for somebody.
Also, we don't have to prove
the
point, do we? You know, as a woman,
Absolutely.
If you do get up and decide to go out in your tracksuit, you're not trying to fool anyone. You know, as somebody who is transgender or is a cross-dresser, if you want to go out shopping for the day, then do you know what? You've got to put the work in. You only get out what you put in. You can't just roll
Absolutely.
Out in, you know, a pair of jeans and a T-shirt, put a wig on and, you know, have beard shadow. You've got to try really hard. And I say to all of my girls, when you go outside in the public, do not go out and expect to pass in front of every single person that you come across, but do go out and expect to be respected. Because if people stare at you or if people look twice, then do you know what? You've just made their day interesting. But providing all they
Absolutely.
Do is look, then that's fine.
Absolutely.
You know.
But please tell everybody how we can all get in touch with you and the services that you're providing, please.
Absolutely. Well, my business here in Los Angeles is in West Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard. And I have a website for this business, which is called www.theboudoirla.com.
Which I'll leave a link below.
Yeah, sure. And people can email me through that. And the phone, all the contact details are on there. Our Facebooks, our Instagrams, you know, we're completely hooked up with every kind of social media too. So people, you know, even if they haven't got the confidence right now to call us or email us, they can follow the work that we're doing, see some of the makeovers, that there'll be photos of girls on nights out and shopping trips. And, you know, you can see what everyone's getting up to. So it may give them the confidence. Just to watch
it
for a while
fabulous.
Before they contact us. Thank you.
Absolutely fabulous. And, you know, like I said, you know, the most awesome thing with some of the services that you provide, you have to remember, everybody that's listening in on the show, this is a professional. This is somebody that is, a makeup artist. This is somebody that is going to make you shine. She's going to make you look your best. She's going to make you present your best so that when you go out there, it's like she said, if you go out there and you present the best being that you can possibly be, which she can, of course, absolutely turn you into it. Not only can she turn you into this, she is willing to take you step by step to teach you the process and what she's doing. You know, so, you know, you when you're going out there and you're polished and you're classy and you're with a group of girls, they're going to have a completely different perception of you than you just stepping out of your house, you applying your own mascara, you applying just a little bit of gloss, you putting that brow on and you putting that wig on and you stepping out in the world and saying, you know, we want to all believe that you're classy
yep.
and that you're stylish, but not being put together. So some of the things that I know that she takes the girls on shopping trips. There can be photo sessions. There is dressing up. There is absolutely, you know, she's taking
yeah.
step by
I mean,
step with the makeup. So
the other,
she provides some really wonderful services.
It's not all about going out because a lot of people, when they first come, they're so nervous they couldn't even dream of going outside. So we do a whole host of services where girls can just come here and use this place as like a safe haven where they can come, have their makeup done, have their hair done, experiment with a million different outfits, have photos or even not have photos. But they can just come here and it's a safe place with a locked door where they can dress in the privacy of our four walls with us, feel great
Absolutely.
About themselves, and then leave here looking exactly as they did when they arrived and nobody needs to know. So it's
right.
a haven for girls too who don't want to go out.
It's almost like being a savior because and then you go in there and then you learn the stories of these and I know Jody that I take for granted every day because I've transitioned and I live in
sure.
as a woman and I take a lot of that for granted. But you know, what really, really, really draws me that I really admire about you. The one thing that I have to say is that the one thing that I admire about you the most is that you are out there providing things for people that may be in a desperate situation, we don't know their situation,
yeah.
but you're providing that safe haven, that safe place where they don't have to worry about exposure, where they're not
no.
going to be made fun of, where you're going to bring the best out of them. And really, to me, that is an icon, that is an idol for our community, and that is something that a lot of people out there are not offering. So my hat's off to you because you are doing
Thank
something
you.
Out there and having a
Thank positive, you so much.
Having a, sorry about that last 90 seconds of the show, but you're having such a positive impact on such a big group of people that are sometimes in a very desperate situation, and I really have nothing but respect. And really, you are, even though you're not transgender, you are definitely a trans role model because you are out there doing something for a group of people that are so misunderstood. And I thank you so much for being a part
thank
of
you.
Bambi Nicole and for talking about your services here on the show. I'm going to
thank
certainly
you. You
leave all
very welcome.
Absolutely. And I really, really appreciate you taking your time out here to be on the show to talk about your services. I'm going to leave all links below on how everybody can get a hold of you. But make sure that if you want to be the next boudoir superstar that you please contact Miss Jody Lynn because she can make you classy, stylish, elegant, and teach you what you need to know. Thank you so much for being a part here on In Trance with Bambi. And really, I just hope that everybody that's out there that's listening can get a hold of you, check her out, check her services, check the pictures. She is really, really somebody doing some positive things for our community.